It is so nice to see a big giant crowd of folks sitting here today. Marcus, come on up. Marcus has worked. There you go. There you are. Marcus has worked overtime this week, and he's been at it all week long. And Nick asked him about baptizing him. And Danny, thank you again for being a part of that. You've been a part for a long time, not just for today. Thank you for that. Got a whole crowd of your fans club from Maple House right behind you. All right, there you are. My friend Matt, who picks up the phone when I call him. Thank you, sir. So we're glad you're here today. Let's go ahead and pray, and we're going to get started with the sermon. Lord, thank you so much. Thank you that lots of prayer has already taken place, and thank you that there's ministry going on even while Marcus and I are talking. Thank you for that. Lord, I pray that you come and work in our midst as only you can. Lord, give us ears to hear what you want to say to your church. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's talk about prayer for a minute. All right, here's what Jesus had to say. Jesus said, you don't put little babies. I had two little babies I got to pray with today. And you moms don't put those babies out in a rock pile and say, oh, by the way, go get breakfast, right? And then the dad doesn't say, hey, run out in the front yard and take a bite out of our pet snake for lunch. All right? Jesus, now this is Jesus telling this story, and that he doesn't do that. Here's what Jesus has to say. Jesus said, if you then, though you're evil, you know, we all are foul and we're messed up, right? All of us, the guy who holds the mic and the clicker, me, all right? He said, you know how to give good gifts to your children. Then how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? We really need to hear this. This is God's word to us. It's not just a nice little something that we can talk about on a Sunday morning and say, oh, doesn't that make me feel good? No, this is the truth of God. God says, I have come to give you good gifts if you'll ask me. And what Marcus and I want to do is we want to stir us all up to use this gift God has given us to pray. So Marcus is actually an answer to prayer, and he has been an answer to amen to a lot of people's prayers. But then you've had some prayers answered in the last week or so. So why don't you tell us about them?
All right. So what we were discussing downstairs in the Sunday school class and how surrender is probably the biggest part of our prayers being answered. And so this last week, I have this workout ministry downstairs. It's called Get Your Butt Off the Couch. And it's on Monday.
I said, you ought to change that to Get Your Posterior Off the Couch. He said, no, that doesn't work, so go on.
Yeah, I said, no, that can't go like that, Bob. they don't even know what that means. So anyways, it's on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursday nights from like 7 to 8. And I go pick some guys up at the Maple House, bring them here, and we work out, and we just lay some real-life issues on the table and pray about those things. And so as that's been going on, you know, God's been answering the prayers of what we've been praying. Nick is a prime example of that. You know, we prayed for a way for him to be able to get to see his kids. His kids are right here, you know. Not only did God just let Nick's kids come back and him be around them, you know, like he skipped some steps there. We went to court and the judge said, you get unsupervised visits with your kids. Like, it doesn't happen that way. Jesus heard the cry of his heart and gave him some time with his kids and made it a special way so that he knew that he did it. So that's one, for instance. You know, Ernie's not in here. Ernie's downstairs watching somebody else's kids right now.
I just need to say that. Ernie, ladies, Ernie Sandy is watching your preschoolers.
What?
If any of you ladies want to volunteer, see me after church, all right?
So, Ernie, you know, he's been looking for a job for a while. Ernie has done tree service forever. And things got slow, and he was out of money. And he brings those requests, like, said, God, you know what? I've been doing this for a long time, but I can't do this no more. I need something different. And we prayed about that. We kept praying about it. And, you know, God showed up and gave Ernie a job. I mean, that's just another instance. In my life, you know, so I have a liver disease, hepatitis C. It's not something I wanted to tell anybody. You know, I wanted to hold that stuff in the darkness. And my insurance at my work, they said, you know, we're not going to pay for that medicine. So, you know, one day my daughter comes to the workout program, and we're downstairs, and I'm like, you know what, I really need to just let this out in the open and pray about it. And when I prayed about that, the very next day, a company called me, and they said, we want to pay $60,000 to $90,000 for your medicine. Right. You know? Jesus continues to just answer prayers. I mean, just a minute ago, we were downstairs in class, and, you know, Chris Burns has been coming to work out, and we've been praying for Josh Keaton, you know, that God would touch him in a special way and let him know that he's just real to him. And he tells me downstairs, he's like, you know, I had this amazing experience this week. And it's just like, bam, 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 bam. I'm like,
that's the way it works.
It's awesome, man.
That's the way it works. All right. Amen. So thank God for that. Here's what the Bible has to say about answered prayer, okay? Right in the middle of the very best prayer ever, Jesus taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. And what Marcus has just recounted is answers to basic prayers that people have. We have needs, we ask God to help, and God, he said, listen, if you parents know how to not feed your kids rocks and snakes, I know how to give good gifts to you, all right? And so he does that. And our encouragement in this message is for you to just apply this to your life. Jesus gave us the very best prayer that's ever been prayed, called the Lord's Prayer. And a lot of us pray it every day. In fact, raise your hand if you pray it nearly every day, all right? Look at you all. Fantastic. And so right in the middle of that prayer, he says, ask for your daily bread needs. And Marcus just gave us four really good examples of daily bread needs being answered. Very often I have people tell me, I don't pray for myself. I think that's selfish. I would like to challenge you to not keep doing that. Jesus came to you and he said in the middle of this prayer, give us this day our daily bread. Pray for yourself. Pray for what you need. See what God does, and then do like we just did. Let's applaud him, and let's thank him for that, all right? So let's take another step, all right? Let's go back to the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer begins like this, and you all know it. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, all right? So we're not going to cover that. I'd love to cover that, but we're going to just skip that for a second. But we're going to go to the next phrase, your kingdom come. I would so encourage you to start praying that, but you have to know what it means before you pray it, all right? And so there are different kingdoms that rule this world, and God has a kingdom. And here's a piece of that kingdom, all right? From the book of Colossians, it says, he rescued us from the domain of darkness, and he transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. And so Marcus has been rescued from darkness, amen. All right? But amen. Thanks, Josh. But I don't have Marcus up and say, you know, my brother's a big old guy. My brother's 6'7", 300 pounds. And I said, Al, I'd like you to be a part of my sermon. He said, oh, really? I said, yeah, I'd like you to sit on the platform. I'd like to point to you and say, this is what looks like for the ravages of sin. And I was just teasing him. Now, I don't have Marcus up here as the example of darkness because I am just as dark as Marcus. If Jesus had not gotten me at age 18, I have no idea where my life would be. But I'm so thankful he got me and gave me the best life possible as I walked with him and followed him. So Marcus has got some darkness, and we could just line up the whole crowd here. We all know about darkness. We've been there, all right? But let's talk about what's it like, Marcus, to live in the light, to be in the kingdom of his son.
Well, first of all, you know, I'm up on stage with Pastor Bob, so that's like number one right there.
So, and you got to baptize Nick.
And I got to baptize Nick. I mean, I'm like floating on cloud nine today. I had a really good Bible study downstairs you know, it's just like every week it just reaches so many people and touches them a new special way. You know, like my life does not look anything like it did before. Whenever I surrendered to Jesus and left all that dark stuff, walked away from it, he gave me a new life. And my life consists of helping other people out. It consists of praying for people. It consists of getting into his word every day and trying to figure out a little bit more about him. It's about the gist
Amen.
Of it.
It's pretty nice, huh? It is. Nick and I were talking before he got baptized, and I talked to him about the new Nick. And so when you're baptized, you go into the water, you're saying the old Nick has died, and now there's a new Nick who's alive. Now, how does God do that? Does he have some supercomputer in heaven and he just puts a little check mark? Nick, give you a check mark today. No. What he does, and it's very personal, he takes out the old heart, the old self-will. I'm going to live life my way. I'm going to have it my way. I'm going to do things my way. He takes that old heart out, and he replaces that heart with his Holy Spirit. He literally takes us out of one realm, one kingdom, and he puts us in another, and he does it inside of us. Now, I just want to ask for another show of hands. Is there anybody here who would like to help somebody today have that experience? Would you raise your hand? You're willing right now, all right? Now, hold your hand up. Leave it up. If there's somebody in here today who has never gone from darkness to life, you have never, keep your hands up, never gone from being away from God but going close to God. You see those people with their hand up? You find somebody that you sort of know or think you'd relate to, and you go find them today. You can put your hands down. You go find them today and say, hey, help me. Today is the day. I didn't just wake up this morning and think I'd fall into church. I am here in church because Jesus Christ called me, and he wants me to know him. He wants me to leave the old world and come into a new world. You find one of those people that had their hand up, and you say, would you tell me how to do it? All right? Okay, fair enough. So, amen. So I so encourage you, let today be the best day of your life that you find Christ. You know, I don't know how many people have said, I'm so glad I don't have to live that way anymore. All right? Amen. Derek, right? Go find Derek. Man, he is on fire. You know, you don't have to live that way anymore. You can live in the life that God has for you. All right? So let's take it another step. All right? So I told Nick, I'm sorry, just keep preaching about you, pal. I told Nick right after your baptism, the one thing you can count on is being tempted. All right? Because the devil's going to try to steal what God has done in your life. And that's true for a lot of us. There is a real live enemy of your soul who wants to steal the life God has for you. I know someone very dear to me who, once she got sober and got her life together, started to walk with God, went in the laundry room of the apartment where she was, and right there was a bag of dope. You know, I know somebody else who was walking up Winter Road once they'd got their life together, and they were walking, and right down there in the grass was a bag of dope. There's a guy, there's a girl out there to try to be used. You know, I love what Josh Monk used to say. He said, you know, the devil doesn't come to you with pitchfork and horns. He comes to you with a really pretty dress on. Or to the guys, you know. He comes to you, you know, you got to look at this stuff for real. And so here we are. You ready for a great prayer? This is a real prayer. God, I want you to protect me. Protect me from those temptations. Protect me from the evil that will try to get my life and kill and steal and destroy the life I've got. You remember what we said? God gives good gifts to his children. One of his good gifts is to protect you. And so it'd be really good to pray every morning, God, protect me. Got to be really good for you to pray every night, God, protect me. God, look after me. You know where I can fall and fail. God, come and protect me today. All right, fair enough? All right, let's get one more. You ready? Marcus, you want to say anything about that?
Amen.
Amen. All right. And so here's one more. And, you know, I have not joined AA yet, but I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends who are there, and they help me immensely. And I'm a big-time proponent of the program of Alcoholics Anonymous because it helps a lot of people. And and I have been taught by you all about resentments and how resentments can trip us up and get inside of us. And I'm aware of that. I'm aware of you know, just of how it could just kind of seep into my brain, and I don't even know it's there until I'm having a bad day, and I'm saying, where did that come from? And it came from somebody that kind of just got me off center, ticked me off a little bit, made me upset. It could be small things, it could be big things. And I let it sit inside of me and sort of fester. And then I just don't do well with that. Right here in the best prayer in the world, we have, forgive us our debts as we've forgiven our debtors. And here's how I pray that. I pray it like this. God, I pray that you will so flood me with your forgiveness that I have to give forgiveness to others. God, I pray that I'll so know your forgiveness that I can't help but forgive other people. You ever thought about praying like that? It's really hard to hang on to a resentment when you're full of God's love and joy. Okay? Now, if you're full of your own pride and how you didn't get what you ought to get, you can hold on to resentments a long time. But if you're full of God's love and God's joy and God's peace, you can't help but give it to other people. Would you think about that? Now I'm going to ask you to take the prayers that we have prayed and expand them just for a second. I would love for you to take this prayer, the Lord's Prayer, and to think about praying it in categories. God wants to answer prayers. And I would like you to think about praying it for the nations of our world. You know, there are about 350 of us in here today. And what if we took 10 minutes of our life? Some ladies asked me, what are you giving up for Lent? And I said, I'm not giving up anything. I'm adding something. I'm adding more prayer to my life and more Bible reading to my life. Have you thought about that? Might be just a thought. And what if in your addition you would add praying for North Korea and our country and Russia and China and African nations and Latin America, and you prayed, God, I pray that they will know the rule of your kingdom. God, I pray that their daily bread needs. Some of these countries, they're so difficult. There's one country I know about, all they ever eat is millet. And we feed millet to our farm animals, but all they have to eat is millet. So they have fried millet in the morning and they have millet and mush for lunch if they have two meals a day. God, bless them with their daily bread needs. Lord, flood North Korea, the leaders of North Korea, so much with your forgiveness that they give forgiveness to others. And Lord, flood Washington, D.C. so much with your forgiveness that they can't help but give forgiveness to other nations. Have you thought about that? And just spread it out. Lord, deliver our world from evil. God, please come and rescue our world from the evil that causes teenagers to kill other teenagers. And, you know, and on and on and on it goes with the evil of our world. God, flood our world with your grace. And, Lord, rescue us from evil. Now you say, well, that's a big prayer to pray. Well, we got a big God to pray to. And our big God said, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more Don't you think God loves those little children? I see Cheyenne with her beautiful baby right there. And, you know, God looks down at these little children all around the world. He wants them to have a future and a hope. He wants them to be conformed to the image of his beloved son. He doesn't want them to perish and to be diminished in life. And you and I can ask him, God, deliver that. Deliver that to those children throughout the world. He's no respecter of persons. You don't have to just live in America for God to love you, you know? So ask him to pray for, I ask you to pray. I'm sorry, I get tangled up in my words. Do some, all right? So that's all said and done. Marcus, give me a high five, my friend. God wants to answer prayers. He wants you to be praying. I hope you'll take something from what we've said and you'll do it. And Marcus is going to pray for us. Please, sir.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, it's a privilege to be able to bring our troubles and everything before you, Lord, and to know that you're listening to us and that you will answer those prayers, Lord. I thank you for, I just thank you for your love, Lord, and I thank you for your forgiveness. It shows us how to forgive to other people in our lives and other circumstances, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for all that you've done and all that's to come. In Jesus' name, amen.